Shumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches, 4:8. We established in the previous Mishnah that while normal mixtures of min bamino, two items that are of the same type getting mixed together, on a Doraisa level, according to the Torah, you need a simple majority of heter with iser, if the mixture contains mostly permitted substances, then the forbidden substance is considered to have lost identity in the majority and the whole mixture is permitted. That's midoraisa. Midorabbanan, we said that when it comes to normal mixtures, leaving truma out, but your typical mixture of iser and heter, mixing together, if it's dry things, yavish b'yavish, a simple majority will do, meaning three chicken legs get mixed up, one of the three being an usher chicken leg and two being mutter chicken legs. So then the lach is midoraisa, you could eat the whole mixture of three. Just don't eat all three at once. When it comes to lach balach, liquid mixtures where the ingredients will all commingle such that every time you take a cup out of the mixture, you'll have both iser and heter originally components in that cup, in that thing you take out from the mixture. So then already the rabbis upped the bar to being requiring typically shishim, 60 times of heter, permissible liquid, against one unit of iser, forbidden liquid, for the whole mixture to be permissible. But midoraisa, a simple majority would have done. Midorabbanan, they upped it to 60 times. That's with normal mixtures. But when it comes to mixtures of truma, called meduma, the rabbis upped the ante, and they upped the bar, I should say, and said you need to have 100 times of heter against iser. That was Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and that's the halacha. Here in our Mishnah, we're going to see that there are a number of types of mixtures where the rabbis chose to be lenient regarding how they calculate the 100 units of heter. So it'll be certain leniencies that they built in recognition of the fact that the requiring 100 times against is a very far cry from the original Torah's requirement of a simple majority. So our Mishnah has three cases, mixtures containing figs. And all three cases, we'll discuss that there's a possibility of the calculation of the 100 figs of heter required against the one fig of truma is a very lenient calculation, at least according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah says inside, Rabbi Yeshua Amer, Te'enem shechoros malos es halavanos, and levanos malos es shechoros. If you have a mixture, the case is that you have a mixture of dark and light figs in a container. And let's say there's roughly 50 figs that are dark and 50 figs that are light, and one more fig falls in. So let's say it's a dark fig that falls in. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even though you know it's dark, and you only have roughly 50 other dark ones in the mixture, so your total collection of dark is only 50 heter against one iser truma, but the whole mixture contains figs, some dark and some light, and Rabbi Yeshua allows you to include the light ones with the dark ones so that if you have 100 total figs in the mix, they'll be allowed to be considered to be the requisite 100 required to make the 101 mixture total be permissible to be eaten. The Bar Tanur explains the rationale is that when it comes to figs anyways, it's quite normal to take figs and mush them together, mix them up and press them, and therefore, so to hear, if the person wanted to, he could, under normal circumstances, simply just take the collection of dark and white figs and process them, and in that case, you'd have a mixture that would include 101, 100 heter and one iser. That is to say, there'd be shul holds this, and according to the Bar Tanura, this isn't a case of simply 50 apples and 50 oranges and one falls in. No, dark and light figs are really can be construed as combined together to make 100, because if one wanted to, it would be normal for him to combine them later on. That's the Bar Tanura's pshat, and we'll stick with that. Therefore, the words of the Mishnah mean, again, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, to Einim Shechoros, the 50 dark figs out of the 100 in the mix, originally, malos es halavanos. Even if a light fig falls in, if you have one light fig, that's truma, falling into a mixture of 100 figs, 50 which are dark and 50 which are light, it's okay. You can include the 50 dark ones in the calculation to get to the 100 heter total. And similarly, levanos, if you had a dark fig that fell in, the levanos, the white, the light figs, in the mix. Malos Eser Shechoros could be included to reach 100 to annul the status of Isser in the mixture of 101 total. That's the first exception or you know, extenuating circumstance, how to calculate the 100. The second is Igule Tevela. If you have not a single fig, but now you have fig cakes. So, for argument's sake, let's say you have in the container, you have 100 fig cakes, but some of them are large. Let's say you have two different fig cake dyes. That's not what I want. What do I want? Fig cake molds. So you have, you'll have some large, you have a large mold and a small mold. So if, say, in the container you have 50 large and 50 small cakes, and you see now one more cake falls in. So similar to the previous case in the Mishnah, you identified, let's say, even if you identified what fell in, for argument's sake, was a small fig cake, we're letting you use the large fig cakes to add up towards the requisite 100 in total to make the whole mixture permissible, having 100 against 1. That is to say, even though you know full well it was a small fig cake that fell in, and you could hypothetically separate these into two, to separate the container now into the large and small ones, no, you don't need to, says Rabbi Yeshua. You can include the small and big together to reach the 100. And therefore the Mishnah says, Igulei Tevela, when it comes to fig cakes, Hagadola Malim Es HaKatanim, the big ones can be included towards the count of 100 to offset the a small one that fell in, and a katanim, and the small ones in the mix, malin es gedolim, can be included to offset the large ones that fall in. Now the truth is there's a much bigger chiddush here than you first realize, and this isn't just like that same case all over again. Because in general, when you want to calculate, is there 100 times heter against one unit of iser truma here, there's two possible ways you could calculate it. You could wonder, is the calculus based on minyan, the number of units, or is it based on mishkal, the total aggregate mass of heter against iser? And the point of our Mishnah here is to say that either one will do. So it's actually very mechudash. We're saying if you have either 100 individual units, ignoring their actual weight or volume, 100 units can be used to annul one more unit that fell in, and also 100 units of weight can be used to offset one more unit of weight that fell in. So just for example, let me give two illustrations here. First illustration is, let's for argument's sake say that you have 50 large and 50 small. Let's say the large ones weigh 2 ounces and the small ones weigh 1 ounce. So 50 large at 2 ounces a pot make for 100 ounces, and 50 small at 1 ounce a pot makes 50 ounces for a total of 150 ounces in the mix. So now, if a large cake of figs falls in and it weighs 2, so in terms of mass, what do you have in terms of weight? You have 2 units of iser and 150 units of heter, which means it's 1 to 75, which is not the amount that you would normally need. You normally need 100 times against. But the chiddush the Mishnah is, that doesn't matter. We're allowing the 100 units to offset the of heter, offset the 1 unit of iser, even though by weight you only have 1 against 75. On the other hand, one is permitted to use mishkal, the total weight, to offset, even though minyan, the number, doesn't give you 100 against. So for example, let's say you have 50 small ones and 25 big ones in the mix. So a total of 75 cakes totally in the container. If the 50 small ones weigh 1 ounce and the 25 big ones weigh 2 ounces, that'll mean you have a total of 100 ounces in the mix, right? You have 50 weighing 1 each weighs 50 total, and 25 weighing 2 ounces each is 50 total. 50 plus 50 is 100. So you have 100 ounces in the total mix. So now, but only 75 units in the mix. So now if one small one of truma weighing just 1 ounce falls inside the container, you'll now have a total of 76 units in the container. You won't have 100 by minyan, but by mishkal, by weight, you'll have a total of 1 ounce of forbidden truma against 100 ounces in total of permitted heter, chulin, and therefore one could rely on, in this case, the mishkal, the total weight, to annul the forbidden heter, the forbidden iser of truma that falls in. So that's what the Mishnah is saying here, that it gives both cases because it can work out that a small one falls in and you're relying on weight, or a big one falls in and you're relying on number, minyan, to reach the requisite 100. Again, I'll read the words inside. The second case for Rabbi Yeshua allows for is igulei devela. You have cakes of figs. Hagadola malim es hakatanim. Big ones can be used to offset the small ones. Again, here, even by weight, in total weight, even if you haven't got the number required. And vakatanim, and small ones in the mix, malin es hagadolim, can be used to be mater a big piece of truman that falls in, even relying on minyan number. The third exception is haigulim malin es hamalbinim. Fig cakes came in two basic varieties, the round kind and the square kind, like little bricks. A malbin is a brick. Igul is like a circle. So you can have igulim, round ones, malin es hamalbinim, can be used to offset square ones that fall in, and a malbinim, malin es igulim, and the square ones can be used to offset or count against a round one that fell into the mix. Very similar to the first case of the Mishnah. In fact, many mafarshim struggle to actually see what the chiddush is between this latter case and the of the round and square versus the original case of the dark and light individual figs. So it may well even be that the chiddush here is that while it's perfectly normal to mix up and compress individual figs, it's much less normal to mix up and compress entire cakes. Be that as it may, Rabbi Yeshua's matur all through those cases and goes leniently. Rabbi Eliezer, oser. Rabbi Eliezer says in all three cases, no way. You cannot rely on such a scenario to be matir, since this is the lumdus, the concept behind Rabbi Eliezer. He looks at how big your question mark is, so to speak. And that is to say, if you know that half are black and half are white, for argument's sake, so when one falls in, even if you don't know whether it was black or white, you know there's only 50 black ones with it, or 50 white ones with it, and whatever the case is, you don't have 100 against. So he's machmir either way, and the same if it's round and square, or large and small. Rabbi Eliezer is machmir and requires that you'll have to have 100 of the same type, exact same type, in order to be matir the mixture. Rabbi Kiva takes the middle position. He holds biyadua manafla ein mala zuadzu. Ukshaini yadua manafla mala zuadzu. Rabbi Kiva says a middle position. He says, listen, it depends. If you don't know which color fig fell in, maybe it was dark, maybe it's light. So then your total suffix includes both the dark ones and the light ones. You don't know where that truma is. It could be amongst the 50 light or amongst the 50 dark. And that being the case, he will allow you to count all 100 together. Whereas if you know ahead of, you saw that a dark one fell in, then you wouldn't be allowed to use the light ones to offset it because you know full well that the light ones don't belong in the mix. That is to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, what you'd have to do, if you see a light one fall in, we're speaking out now the ramifications, you had 50 dark and 50 light in the container. One light truma fig falls in. So Rabbi Akiva will say, listen, you cannot use the dark ones to offset it, and therefore you'll have to sort your container into two buckets, take the light ones into one bucket, the dark ones into the other bucket. Since the light one fell in, the 51 light ones are a forbidden mixture. You'll have to sell it to a Kohen for the price of 50, because one belongs to the Kohen, and the 50 dark ones remain totally hetzer, you can eat them. That's how Rabbi Akiva would learn it, and that's the halach like Rabbi Akiva. It's worth noting that the Tiferes Yisrael understands that Rabbi Akiva is just explaining Rabbi Yeshua's pshat. In other words, according to the Tiferes Yisrael, it's inconceivable Rabbi Yeshua would allow you to use dark ones to offset light ones. That's like apples and oranges. And therefore, according to the Tiferes Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva is simply explaining Rabbi Yeshua's explanation that what he meant was, when you don't know it fell in, you can include both the dark and light ones to offset. And similar for large and small, or round and square. Just one important last ha'ara, in case you're wondering. The example I keep on using is 50 dark and 50 light. Obviously, it can't mean exactly 50 dark and 50 light, because then you can simply count which one has 51 now. And then you'd figure it out. We don't mean that. We mean that it's approximately half and half, and therefore the suffix persists. There's no way to determine by counting the individual units what fell in.